It wasn't an accident. He did it.
Purpose.
If you say he did it how? He did it purposely, but then what? He did it?
He did it purposely, but he claimed it was an accident.
All right. Now, give me, if I say something, I want you to give me some ways you would say yes. By, sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth.
Bow your head.
Okay, then another way, what's another way?
Don't raise up your hand.
And then sometimes we say, I say, are you ready to go? You say what?
Yeah.
If you don't want to say yeah, you say what?
Shake your head.
What about, have you ever used uh-huh?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, now how do you say no?
No, I don't want to go.
And how do you say no? It's like you say uh-huh, you say what?
Uh-huh, I'll go.
And suppose you don't want to go, you say what?
No, I ain't going.
You ever say uh-uh?
Uh-uh, I ain't going.
All right. Now, I want you to, I'm going to talk about the rain. It might rain tomorrow. Do you think it might rain?
I don't know. It might not. They only tell you about the rain these days.
All right. Now, suppose you say, if I say you think it might rain, I want you to say whether you say think so, you guess so, or you reckon so. Which one of those would you say?
I don't know. I'll say about it. It might rain, it might not. I think it might not rain. I think it will rain.
All right. I don't know. So you better do what?
I don't know. You better do what you want to do. I don't know.
If you don't,
I can't tell you.
You always tell me if I don't know something, I do what?
Ask somebody else.
All right. So if you don't know, you better
ask somebody else.
Every time they met, they just couldn't get along.
Every time they met, they scrubbing all the.
Okay, those boys love to
wrestle.
But they're mad with each other.
Fight.
They've been
fighting ever since
they were small, okay. Mm-hmm. What do I mean when I say he stabbed her with a knife?
You mean cut her with a knife, stomp her.
Now what, tell me about knives and what they do.
A knife cut you. Knives.
What kind of knives are there?
Pocket knives, butcher knives.
What kind of knives would kill you?
They never kill you. All of
you. All right. A funny picture is on the blackboard. The teacher asks, who
drew that picture?
If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to do what?
Pull it up.
All right. Now, if I tell you to raise that window, what would you say?
How you want to raise
it? All right. What's another word for raise?
Hostile
one. What are the major sections of the city called?
Well, I live on southeast Atlanta, northeast.
Now, the section over across town where most of the blacks live with fine homes, what do we call that section over there?
That's southeast, isn't it?
But what side of the, don't we?
On the west side of town.
Okay, now what does this section over here refer to?
It's referred to, I can't think of it.
Okay, what about?
I call it Kirkwood.
Okay, what about up in Buckhead? What do we refer to that section of town?
That's Buckhead, they call it Buckhead.
Is it called a side, like north side, east side, or west side, or anything like
that? Yeah, north side drive.
Okay. Okay, what about some of the little neighborhoods? Do you know anything about any of them? Are they considered a south?
Some of those folks built all those parking things called Buttermilk Bottom, Darktown, 9 Auburn Avenue, you know.
Do you know anything about the south side of town?
South Atlanta?
Yeah, South Atlanta. You know anything about that side?
Yeah, South Atlanta. Right.
Before you moved out here, what side of town did you live on?
I stayed over on Young Street.
Young Street. What was that referred to as?
As southeast.